Jai Baba, Chapter 32. One night, Baba told Abdul to bring forth his notebook. What I tell you now is for the true seeker. Remember, Abdul, in the heart of each being reside four gems. The place of knowledge is in the chest, and the enemy of knowledge is pride. The place of intelligence is in the head, and the enemy of intelligence or reason is the anger. The place of patience and mainly contentment is in the stomach, and the enemy of patience and contentment is greed and doubt. The place of faith in God is in the heart, and the enemy of faith in God is untruth or seeking the false or being enamored by glitter and the play of emotions. Thus, most importantly, one needs to be careful of desires, as once you have your desires under your control, you shall move into the region of the heart. Once the heart is free from desires, you shall see the radiance of your true spirit in your heart engine, and then you will move towards the head chakra. From there you will see the divine nature, not only in yourself but also in the higher self of all of creation, and then you will gain a glimpse of the One. Abdul, God is like the sweetness in sugar and the fragrance in flowers. And just as there exists curd hidden in each drop of milk, and again hidden in curd is butter, and hidden in butter is ghee, similarly each one being has to understand that God exists in everything and within oneself, and all that one needs to do is to go within. Go within oneself, and all that one needs to do is to go further within. Remember the Arabic quote which clearly states that the one who has recognized the divine light of Allah is the true believer and the knower of the real truth. Baba, you mentioned about avatars the other day. Could you please reveal more about them and the spiritual hierarchy? Baba then dictated to Abdul the names of the avatars. Jali, water avatar, and then Thali, land avatar, followed by Brahmin, Yamuna, Rajput, Rama, Gavli, Krishna, and then Muslims. There are four avatars in Krita Yuga: Matsya, Kurna, Yaraha, and Narsimha. There were three avatars in Treta Yuga: Yamuna, Pasurama, and Rama. And two avatars in Dwarpa Yuga: Krishna and Balram. Thereafter, two avatars, Sesha and Kalanki, are listed, who are referred to in Islam as Mehdi and Alaihi Sulaiman. After Macha, Kacha, Yaraha, Narsimha, Parsuma, Krishna, they list Ibrahim, Kalanki, Alaihi Sulaiman, and Buddha. Thus, there is one God and thousands of avatars in the Kali Yuga. The methods of worship for every one of them are different. Abdul realized the present Kali Yuga avatar is Sai Baba. Baba, the Sufis state that the world is looked after by the masters. Yes, though I am the present avatar, but even here, I will always be the slave and servant of Allah. Abdul, there are a lot of divisions and subdivisions. You first have the Qutb Aqtab, who is the supreme head of all. Under him, are 12 kutubs. This has always been and will always be. If one of the kutubs leaves the body, another immediately takes his place. Under the kutub is one gauze, and then there are two imams. Then you have seven main abdals who are in charge of the spiritual empire. Seven dimensions, seven abdals. Thus each empire has one abdal, and under each abdal are 375 abdals, or powerful agents or helpers of God, whose main function is to help and assist those who are in true need of help, spiritually or otherwise. These abdals usually stay in jungles and in the mountains, and of these, some abdals are also called abra. Under these abdals are four authors who live in the four corners of the world and look after the peace in the world. Whatever peace is there in this world is because of these four authors. Abdul wrote all this in his notebook, which is now called Abdul Baba's diary. Abdul, for you and me, there will be hundreds of thousands of devotees coming here. Sometimes every day, and we will be visited every day, and they won't give me or even you rest. Abdul, today they do not recognize you. But tomorrow, because of your proximity with me, Abdul, my crow, you too shall be worshipped. Abdul began to cry. He was a simple man. All he wanted to do was to serve Baba. Many have asked, why did Baba not give Abdul money? He gave money to so many people, but why not to Abdul? The answer is simple. If Baba had given money to Abdul, that would imply that he had taken care of his physical needs. What Baba wanted to do for Abdul was to take care of his spiritual needs and to cleanse him of all his karma. Either one can be paid materially, or then one can be paid spiritually. For Abdul and Mahal Sapati, Baba decided to pay them spiritually and thus cleanse them of all the pending karma. In reality, Baba paid them far more than what he gave to the rest. Baba then continued, then there are four men who are below the authors. Their function is very special, but that is not to be mentioned. And then there are 300 people who are continuously reciting the Holy Quran day and night. Then you have 70 najibs who are meant to take on the suffering of those who are on the spiritual path. And these 70 najibs give those who are suffering a lot of solace. We have 7 akhyars who serve the religion of God. And remember, Abdul, God has only one religion, and that is the religion of oneness. Then you have 4,000 men and women whose only purpose is to spread the light and do noble work. Then there are afrads, innumerable of them, who remember God all day and night. You have a nakib, 12 of them, who collectively are called naukabs. Just as there are 12 planets, you have 12 saints or sages, or called naukabs. Each nakib has the same characteristic of the planet which he rules, and is aware of the pros and cons of the planet, and also knows how to appease the planet, and knows all the cures for an individual who is plagued by the ill effects of the planet. Now write this down, Abdul, it is important. Baba halted for a while. From Allah came about divine radiance or light called Noor. Then from divine radiance came about the innermost heart where divine revelation is experienced, which is called Sir. Then from the inner heart came about the spirit or Ruh, and the spirit is also called Musafir or traveler. Then from the spirit came the heart or Dil, and from the heart came about desires or Nafs, and from the desires came about the false I or false ego and the lower nature of mankind or even spirits. The nafs or false ego or lower self is called kafir. Thus, Baba explained various truths on various nights to Abdul. A kafir is not someone who doesn't follow Islam only. But in reality, what Baba tried to say was, a kafir is one who follows his or her lower self, or the one who has gone astray from the higher self of oneness. Peace be to all. Baba bless us with simple faith and love. We don't need all these explanations. All we need is Baba's love and his warm embrace and presence. Jai Sai.